Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Angel Manghul. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dennis Pepke. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Wright. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ken Wright. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Otis steals second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Schall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munday moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munday scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando bunts towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Epstein moves to second. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Epstein moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jim York now pitching. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Pepke to Patek covering second. The throw back to home, and Epstein is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manghul. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Piniella is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Blue. Harrison moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepke hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Jim York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pinella, who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue throws towards second. Green fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Green. Patek moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Otis reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Royals. Lou Pinella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinella is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pinella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Pinella moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a line drive. Harrison is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ten Arche is called out on strikes. Two outs. Angel Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Hendrick now playing left field. Bob Locker now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Munday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing right field. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown pinch hits for Mike Epstein. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Piniella is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Bob Locker. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odom moves to third. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for George Hendrick. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odom scores. Green moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Royals, 5. Bill Butler now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Monday reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick throws the ball into Schall, who tags Monday trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Green scores. Campaneris scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Palfari now playing left field. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jokio pinch hits for Dennis Pepke. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo hits a fly ball into left field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.